Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that these teachings just bring about a lot of clarity for any sister that's listening so that she can know what your will is and obey it, especially if she's got children. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get. And the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because He's the one that's going to be guiding you through all the trials that are going to be coming your way. But understand that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. And that you can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy. Because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. And then taking a look at the Nebuchadnezzar statue, the last part, which is of iron, and how it relates to communism, and going through the Communist Manifesto. Okay, so moving on, we're going to read the part that talks about brainwashing children, okay? It says, abolition, even the most radical flare-up at this infamous proposal of the communist. On what foundation is the present family, the bourgeois family, based? On capital, on private gain. It is in its completely developed form, this family exists only among the bourgeois. But this state of things finds its complement in the practical absence of the family among the proletariats, in the public prostitution. The bourgeois family will vanish as a matter of course when its complement vanishes, and both will vanish with the vanishing of capital. Do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? To this crime do we plead guilty? But you say we destroy the most hallowed of relations when we replace home education with social. And your education, is it not also social and determined by the social conditions under which you educate, by the intervention, direct or indirect, of society by means of schools? The communists have not invented the intervention of society in education. They do but seek to alter the character of that intervention and to rescue education from the influence of the ruling class. The bourgeois claptrap about the family and education, about the hallowed correlation of parents and child, becomes all the more disgusting. The more by the action of modern industry, all the family ties among the proletariat are torn asunder, and their children transformed into articles of commerce and instruments of labor. And this is again from chapter 2 of the proletariat's proletarians and communists. I just really want to zero in on that sentence that really clarifies what it's saying. Because it's when you read the Communist Manifesto, it's really wordy. And so sometimes it's hard to really get to the point of what they're saying. They kind of, I don't know, they just, and this is common with things like this, they sort of, I don't know, conceal their real motives with a lot of just fancy words, to be honest with you. But it says, but you say we destroy the most hallowed of relations when we replace home education with social. And this is already happening. This right here is already happening. I'll talk more about this on the next podcast. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she comes from a very humble place, knowing that she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done, read again, and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that she may understand all these things. I ask all these prayers you follow your Son in Jesus' name. Amen.